Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here, and joining me is Noah Cassidy. Noah, happy to be back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I had a good Christmas. About you?
Yeah, it was good. Yep.
You went and spent time with your family, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So good Christmas holiday. Hopefully everybody had a great day yesterday. No Did You Know Show, but you know, we're back at it today.
Yeah, we had a lot of Christmas music.
I'm actually going to let you go first, since you've got one around Christmas. Yeah. Mine's not, so
okay.
We'll just go ahead and let you go first.
Yeah, well, we're still wrapping up Christmas here, so we'll talk a little bit more about Christmas. You know, especially today, big day for everyone at the North Pole, because they finally get a day of rest. You know,
oh, yeah, they get to take a nap.
For Santa and Mrs. Claus right. And the elves for the last several months, I'm sure. But especially today, they get a rest. And so we're going to start talking about some elves and when they were first publicized that elves were a part of the Christmas festivities.
Oh, so it wasn't always elves up there.
Well, we just didn't know. We didn't know. So okay, when the fair. First time that anybody actually published anything referring to the elves as part of everything that goes along with Christmas. So it wasn't actually, did you know, it was not actually until the 19th century when elves began to be associated with Christmas.
Really?
Yes. So it wasn't until Clement Clark Moore's 1823 poem, which is called A Visit from St. Nicholas, but most people commonly refer to it as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas,
because that's
the first line of it, so that's what people normally recognize it as. But it describes Santa as a jolly old elf.
Really?
Yes. So that was the first real mention that elves were a part of Christmas. And then in 1856, so about 30 years later, Louisa May Alcott wrote a short story called Christmas Elves. So, but it actually never got published, so the concept wasn't as, people still weren't as aware that elves were a part of Christmas. So the concept of Santa's elves had slowly started to enter the conversation. By 1870s, people started to have an idea. And that is really when things took off. In 1873, an issue of Godey's Lady Book, which is a highly influential women's magazine, it popularized the Christmas tree tradition and also had an image of Santa's workshop complete with the elves helping.
Oh, okay.
So by around the 1800s, people started to realize that it wasn't just Santa in the operation, that he had elves working along with him. But before then, nobody had really ever wrote or mentioned anything that Santa had elves to help him.
Well, okay, so if we go back to the night before Christmas, though, and they mentioned Santa is a jolly elf.
Yeah.
So you're telling me under Santa's hat, because you never see Santa's ears.
Yeah.
Underneath Santa's hat. Man's got pointy ears.
Well, that's at least what Clement Clark Moore thought in 1823. Maybe that's the way that he saw Santa.
Huh.
I'm not sure. You know,
I mean, I've never seen Santa's ears.
Right.
It's always, you know, underneath his big hair and his hat.
Yeah, you might have to do a little bit more investigating next Christmas.
Next Christmas, you're going to have to stay up late on the couch and tell him to take his hat off.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, pretty cool. It's interesting to see how when people start to figure out, you know, everything that's involved with the Christmas spirit and fun. So, yeah, the elves. We didn't know about the elves until about the 1800s.
Okay. Well, that's definitely would not have guessed that. I thought that was kind of like when Christmas and Santa first came out, that was what it was. That was the whole idea.
Yeah, everybody knows about Santa, but maybe it took a little bit of digging to figure out that he's got the elves to help him.
All right. Well, that's pretty interesting right there. There's a little Christmas one. I'm going to step away from Christmas and actually talk about our U.S. Navy.
Okay.
Did you know that there's only one ship of the U.S. Navy that's authorized to fly the Jolly Roger?
No, I didn't know there was any, really.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we don't support the pirates.
Pirates, I guess.
You know, nowadays pirates probably aren't as prevalent as they were when we started the Navy. Because it's, you know, technology's easier to track ships and you can't get away with as much, I'm sure. But yeah, I didn't know there was any ships that were allowed to fly.
So it's actually it's a pretty cool story, and I'm going to kind of sum it up a bit. Obviously, we do, like you said, associate the Jolly Roger with pirates, and the U.S. Navy was more against the pirates.
Right.
You know, at that time when we were building a navy, it was to be able to counteract the pirates coming in and stealing stuff goods going across, stuff
more,
like that,
I'm
right?
I'm sure like it, yeah, more piracy back then than there
right.
Is
now. And that was the piracy, the main golden age of piracy was 1650 to 1720. Mm-hmm. And so many of them flew the specific Jolly Roger as well as other like bleeding hearts, skeletons, sharp objects and weapons, things like that. Well, what ended up happening is there was a USS or a U.S. destroyer called the USS Kidd, and it also flew the Jolly Roger, but it was less not really about like striking fear, but it was actually a tradition. So the story behind it is that the ship honors a Rear Admiral Isaac C. Kidd. He actually earned the nickname Cap while he was in the U.S. Naval Academy due to his name because it was similar to an infamous 17th century pirate whose name was Captain Kidd. So during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, 1941, Kidd was actually killed aboard the USS Arizona.
Yeah.
So that's when he died. Well, within 2 years after that, a Fletcher-class destroyer actually decided that they were going to put their name, his name, on that destroyer. So now there's a destroyer called the USS Kidd. And so what happened is in remembrance of Kidd,
yeah,
they decided that they were going to be
–
yeah, it was his trademark because it was dealt with the piracy, and they flew the Jolly Roger on his ship during that Pearl Harbor event. And so now – legally or authorized, I guess technically it's not illegal that I know of, but they're authorized
they
and they have the clearance that just that one ship, the USS Kidd, can fly the Jolly Roger. They call themselves the Pirates of the Pacific, and their booty, so-called, what they go do is they typically, that ship goes out and they actually pick up Allied fighter pilots who crashed back when that ship was actually in the war and things like that. And today, the next ship, they keep naming them once they, like, decommission them. So today, they commissioned one in 2007, named it the USS Kidd, and it is the third ship with the name and hoist that same fearful flag right above the mast.
Well, that is a good commemoration, you know, about a guy in our American history that I'm sure a lot of people aren't as familiar with. But.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. And there he goes. One of our captains died in Pearl Harbor, and now we have a ship that flies the flag.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That's good stuff. I like that one. Fun stuff today on the Did You Know Show, talking about Santa's elves and then learning some good U.S. naval history about the Jolly Roger flag on the USS Kidd. Make sure you come on back tomorrow and the rest of the week for more Did You Knows right here on KCHI.